This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The WAF Amendment Act 2025 has come into effect from today. The government has issued a notification to this effect following the assent given by President Draupadi Murmu to the legislation. Last week, both houses of parliament had passed the legislation. The new law aims to streamline the management of WAF properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. It also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between WAF boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. President Draupadi Murmu today said Indians do not want to conquer countries, they want to conquer hearts. President Murmu stated this while interacting with Indian scholars doing research at Champali Mott Centre at Lisbon in Portugal today. President Murmu called the Indian researchers working at the centre as flag bearers of the country who have made significant contribution in enhancing India's pride.
भारत का संस्कृति भारत का परंपरा भारत के लोगों के चाल चलन चेहरा उनका बात करने का तरीका उनका संस्कृति एक चलते फिरते भारत का झंडा है आप भी मुझे लगता है ये इस चीज को अच्छी तरह से समझते होंगे और आपको भी मैं कहना चाहूंगी कि भारत का गौरव को बढ़ाने में आपका भी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है
On the second and concluding day of the visit to Portugal, the President of India received the Guard of Honour at the Assembleia da República. The President held a 1-on-1 meeting with the Speaker of the Assembly of Portugal, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. They also held delegation-level talks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Mudra Yojana has empowered women by not only offering financial assistance but also creating opportunities for them to lead and grow their businesses. He remarked on the silent revolution brought by the scheme, noting the significant shift in societal attitudes towards entrepreneurship. Mr. Modi made this statement while interacting with beneficiaries of the scheme at his residence on the 10th anniversary of the scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Dubai has played a key role in advancing the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership. He said this special visit paves the way for even stronger collaboration in the future. The meeting of the Central Working Committee, the highest decision-making body of the Congress, was held at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Memorial in Ahmedabad today. The meeting was attended by over 150 members, including National President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi. Addressing the media, Senior Congress Leader and General Secretary of AICC, K.C. Venugopal said, the Congress Party will soon undergo a massive organizational restructuring and discussions regarding the revamp of the political party were held in today's extended Congress Working Committee CWC meeting. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwani Vaishnav said the notification to electronics component manufacturing scheme will be issued today. Recently, the Union Cabinet had approved the scheme with a funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in electronics supply chain. A special court in Rajasthan today sentenced all four convicts to life imprisonment in connection with the 2008 Jaipur serial bomb blast case. The four persons were convicted by the court on the 4th of this month on charges of planting a bomb which was found unexploded and laid diffused in the Chandpol Bazaar in the walled city of Jaipur on the 13th of May in 2008. Eight other serial blasts at different places in the city had killed 71 persons and left about 200 injured on the same day. In Rajasthan, three people were killed in a hit-and-run case in Jaipur. Police said the incident took place last night at the Nahargarh area of Jaipur when a driver, under the influence of alcohol, rammed his car on pedestrians, injuring nine people. The accused in the case has been arrested. In the IPL cricket, chasing a target of 239 runs, Kolkata Knight Riders were 189 for 7 in 16.2 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at the Eden Gardens, Kolkata, when reports last came in. Earlier sent into bat, Lucknow Super Giants posted a massive 238 for 3 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.